Welcome to Catholic Answers Live, the program where you participate with your questions about apologetics and evangelization, including the most important theological, spiritual, moral, and social issues facing the world today. Call now with your question for today's guest, toll-free 1-888-31-TRUTH. That's 888-318-7884. Now, from San Diego, Catholic Answers Live.
Hello and welcome to the White Wednesday edition of Catholic Answers Live. I just named it that because I know what they call Friday Black Friday this week, and so I was calling it White Wednesday. Is that all right that I did that? All right. That's a new thing I'm doing now. The White Wednesday edition, lots of folks traveling. If you are traveling, thanks for joining us, and God bless you and keep you safe in your travels. I'm told this is the busiest travel day of the year. I don't know that for certain, but I know many of our listeners are on the road. And if you are currently an unruly child in the car, just calm down and focus. All right. This is very important what we're going to do for the next hour. Let mom and dad listen, and you're going to want to listen as well. You're welcome for that help, mom and dad. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest today is Steve Ray, and we're going to talk a bit about the holidays and family and our Christian faith, how to share our Christian faith, and probably some ways not to share our Christian faith during this holiday season. 888-318-7884, the number. 888-318-7884. Maybe you've got a particularly tough situation or someone that you particularly want to reach with the good news. Maybe someone who has fallen away from the practice of the faith, or someone who has never practiced the faith, or has been taken up with the new atheist arguments that have been made all over in recent years. Well, we'd love to help with how to respond to all those things. 888-318-7884. Steve Ray is a convert to the Catholic Church himself, author of many books, including Crossing the Tiber, Upon This Rock, and St. John's Gospel. But most recently, The Faith for Beginners, Understanding the Creeds. Steve Ray, thanks for joining us on Catholic Answers Live.
You're welcome, Cy. Glad to be here. Just got back from Israel again, and drove all day through Chicago to get to my son's house for Thanksgiving, but this tells you how important you guys are, because I put all that aside and I'm doing this.
Well, thank you, Steve.
Seven grandkids are out there.
So now when you go to Israel, do they just, like, when you get there to the airport, do they just go, "Hi, Steve"? Is it one of those?
at the Delta desk in Detroit, they all know me now. So I come in and they say, "Where are you going now?" And they're Catholics, and they're all excited about what we do. So they say, "Hey, come over and do it. I want to take care of you at my window." You know, they're fighting over us now at the Detroit airport. But I was just telling you off air that Delta just wrote me an email and said, "Congratulations, you've just passed 2 million miles flying with Delta." And I just think how many hours that is crunched into little plane seats and waiting and going through security. But, you know, so going 2 million miles would be the equivalent of flying around the circumference of the Earth 80 times. So I don't know if that's a good milestone or not.
So now are you officially an astronaut? You've trialed.
I feel like one sometimes.
Or you have to go more of it. It has to be more vertical, not as much horizontal if you're going to I'm sure you do feel like it. For those who don't know, Steve and his wife offer some of the best tours and pilgrimages that you can go on as a Catholic person. And this year earlier, you were in Germany because celebrating the Catholic faith and its history in Germany, and also visiting all the places where the Protestant Reformation revolution happened with Luther. And then you went to Israel. And
we took three buses to Lourdes and Fatima. Twice we did that this year. In May and November, we took three buses, because it was such a big event, to Lourdes and Fatima for the 100th anniversary of Fatima.
Wow.
And we're doing a St. Paul cruise next year, and Mexico and Guadalupe, and the saints and shrines of Italy, and the Catholic heritage of Ireland. We're doing all of those next year, too.
Wow.
Now, in addition to seven trips to the Holy Land.
If it's a real St. Paul cruise, then you have to become shipwrecked at some point, don't you?
I do, because I want them to have the authentic experience.
Right. So I don't know what island St. Paul was shipwrecked on. But
I've already arranged the shipwreck.
Oh, okay. That sounds like a great cruise. You want a prearranged shipwreck. Again, our number, 888-318-7884. We're talking family and the holidays with Steve Ray. And Steve, I guess probably 4 years ago, you wrote this article for Catholic Answers. It's called 6 Rules for Dealing with Non-Catholic Family and Friends. And you give a couple of examples of situations people might get into, you know, the Thanksgiving dinner conversations and how they might go, including maybe the young adult member of the family who says, I just can't believe this Catholic stuff anymore. I'm done with it.
Yep.
Or the other person in the family, how can you, you know, believe in the Catholic Church? You know, maybe it's a Christian member of the family who said, you know, the Catholic Church is a work of man, and what you need, the Bible is what you need. And those kind of conversations will happen. And then you gave us rules, six rules for dealing with that.
Yep, and I've added a seventh one, which I'll surprise with later. But, you know, everybody's different. Everybody has different family situations. So what I tried to do in that article was rise above all of the unique differences that we're going to have in our family dynamics. And are there any kind of overarching rules that will help everybody, no matter who they are, to kind of navigate this dangerous waters fraught with danger? Because it's more difficult dealing with family than it is with people at work, say, for example, or people that you meet in the airport. I meet people in the airport and get talking to them all the time. Much easier to talk to them than people in my own family. And I come at this with experience because I was raised in a Baptist family, very devout Baptist, and my mom and dad were so upset when I became Catholic, they wouldn't even talk to me for a year, and my wife is the same way. Her family was the same. And so it made Christmas and Thanksgiving and these events very tense. And not only did I have the contingency of the Baptist end, thinking that I totally lost my marbles by becoming Catholic, but then I have the pagan strain in my family as well, that think abortion's the best thing since sliced bread, and all, you know, and not is it just religion that these discussions go, but also politics. This also applies to politics, because there's going to be a lot of people this year who are going to be want to discuss politics on one side or the other, and religion on one side or the other, and other issues as well. So my family, of course, there's a big divide, to the point where once my brothers asked if I wanted to go out, take it outside.
Wow.
Sure. I said, sure. But I said, and then he decided to back off on that, you know, because my mom got all upset. So I'm just telling you that so that you know I'm not speaking of this just hypothetically. Our family has always been very open and verbal and mm-hmm. combative about things, and they'll say stupid things, and I don't let stupid things go by. I mean, if one of the members of the family just spouts off about God and the Catholic Church, I'm not going to just sit there and take it. I'm going to say, look, I want you to know you're wrong about that, and this is why you're wrong. And so I've learned all of these things through the fire of experience.
So, well, let me confront you with rule number one then, and see how rule number one is don't argue.
So. Yes. You know, and I don't mean by that, don't discuss.
Yeah, okay.
There's, you know, because even the Apostle Paul said that he went into the synagogue and he argued. And that's not a bad thing to argue. But I guess what my point is there is in a family setting where you can burn bridges, where you can yeah. be in a good discussion. And there's a point where a good, honest discussion turns into an argument that is going to burn bridges, that is going to make hostility so that they're going to shut down and they're going to be angry and they're not going to want to talk to you about this again. And then what you've done is you have, I always wanted to be open so that if they have a problem, if they get sick in a disease and they all of a sudden thinking about God all of a sudden, or if they're in a car accident or all of a sudden something, and they want to talk about God, that they'll feel free to come to me and do that. But there are yeah. certain points in arguing and fighting where you burn a bridge, slam a door, and it's done. And that's what I mean is don't argue. Don't ever go yeah. to the point where an argument, you're making an enemy. Sometimes you can win the battle and lose the war.
Yep.
Win a battle here, but lose the overall war. I may win an argument, but I just lost my brother, and he won't talk to me about it anymore. So that's what I mean, don't argue.
Yeah, and some of our relatives will be – they actually like an argument. Like they're looking for the opportunity because
yep.
that's the entertainment. I have to admit to being one of those. Like I enjoy a good argument, and I have found – I mean I kind of – how useless that is, how pointless useless that is to go round and around and around. I mean, I would even argue about sports statistics and the greatest this and the greatest that and all that kind of stuff. And so I suppose if you're one of those people who sees arguing as the entertainment, certainly arguing about these things that are so important about the faith, that is not a time to just entertain oneself at the expense of others. Yeah.
Right. I think I would be much more inclined to argue and get into a kind of a verbal boxing match over sports or something like that.
Right.
But politics and religion, those two are really fraught with danger. And I learned from, I remember when I first became a Christian at 17, I'd been raised in a Baptist family, but I first found Jesus. Oh my goodness, it just, the Holy Spirit made it real to me. And I went and told all my family they're going to hell. I told everybody. And it took me years to get to kind of buy back the relationship after that. And I learned that what we want to do now is play for the long game, not have some immediate gratification of results now or win the argument in the battle now, but to have the long game that we view it. Where do I want to be with this person 10 years from now or 20 years from now?
Well, we've gotten through rule number one, 6 rules for dealing with non-Catholic family and friends is Steve Ray's article. This hour of the program is devoted to dealing with family and friends during the holidays, especially dealing with them as a Christian person so that we are both sharing the faith and sharing the faith full in a way that is full of charity and kindness and all those things that the Lord insists, actually, that we take up. We'll take a quick break and go to your calls after this. 888-318-7884 is the number, 888-318-7884. If you'd like to talk about your family and the holidays and maybe some strategies for dealing with it all with Steve Ray, give us a call. We'll be right back after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live with Steve Ray. Today on Catholic Answers Live.
Howdy, folks. This is Jimmy Akin. Christmas is coming, and with Advent just around the bend, we want to make sure that you know about our annual Christmas sale with hundreds of great faith-building resources all on sale at 20% off when you enter the promo code WINTER at checkout. We've got great new resources on Scripture, church history, the saints, my new book on Bible prophecy, and so much more. There's no better time to stock up on resources to help build your faith and the faith of those around you. Just phone 888-291-8000 or go to the online shop at Catholic.com right now to take advantage of this great Catholic sale going on now through the end of the year. Remember, enter the promo code WINTER at checkout to save 20% on hundreds of great resources throughout the store.
Homeschool Connections, an online provider of courses for your Catholic homeschool, is a sponsor of Catholic Answers Live. Homeschool Connections website is homeschoolconnections.com.
The Catholic Answers Minute. I'm Father Vincent Serpo. In Luke 19:11, Jesus told of a nobleman who gave 10 coins to 10 of his servants before leaving on a long trip. He told them to engage in trade with them until he returned. Upon his arrival home, he checked with each servant, and all but one had earned additional coins. The one who hoarded the coins, he reprimanded. I'm reminded of the 6-year-old boy who had several toys out in the backyard when a friend of his father arrived with his 4-year-old son. The younger boy immediately began playing with his toys. Boy watched, and when the younger boy left one toy for another, he put each one away until all were accounted for. He then closed the door, snapped the padlock, and went into the house. Here we see some hoarding, plus some passive aggression, and much control. With some, it starts early. What we do not see is the magnanimity the Lord asks of us. It's been many years since that day, and I'm still working on it. I'm Father Vincent Serpa for Catholic Answers, Catholic.com.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. I am Cy Kellett, your host. Our guest this hour, Steve Ray. His article, 6 Rules for Dealing with Non-Catholic Family and Friends, especially at the holidays. So as we approach the holidays, we welcome your call with questions about maybe how to deal with those family members who will possibly be taking positions or have or even maybe have traditions that are problematic for you at the holidays and how to deal with those situations in a fully Christian manner, give us a call, 888-318-7884. I do want to go to calls. I don't want to keep anybody waiting too much, but I do want to also just rule number two. Well, let's just discuss that for a minute, and because I want to get through all of them. There's six, but then you said you added a seventh, so we'll get to that one. Rule number two is love them more than ever.
Yes. You know, that's the one argument there's no argument against. If you love someone, it's very hard to argue against that. I remember once a lady was yelling at me, and you shouldn't be Catholic. She was just going to town right in my face. And I just grabbed her, gave her a big hug, and kissed her on the cheek. And I said, you know what? I love you too. And I know that you're really upset because you think I made the wrong decision, and I really appreciate it that you care about my soul, and I love you too. That was like the air went right out of the balloon. She didn't know what to say. She had never been responded to that way before. Yeah. And I think it's also the same for a husband and a wife, for example. If a wife becomes a Catholic and her husband isn't, and they get into these big arguments like that, sometimes the wife will pull herself away from her husband and withdraw and become very cold. And that's exactly the wrong response, because then he's going to see this new religion as his competition. She's now found another lover, so to speak, the Catholic Church and all this stuff, and he's left in the cold. And the exact opposite in that case is the wife should be more in love with her husband in response and love him more than ever before. And all of us, because love is an argument you can't argue against. And it shows that in other words, it's not that I hate you that I'm arguing or I disagree with you. It's not because I think you're ugly or stupid. It's because I love you that I do. And we can display and show that love in many, many ways. And I think that it has a big impact on the relationship and on the progression towards getting a person to understand the truth.
We'll go now to Julio in Hemet, California, listening on Relevant Radio. Julio, you are on with Steve Ray. Your question about dealing with family for the holidays.
Yeah, how are you guys doing?
Very well.
Good. Nice talking to you, Julio.
Oh, nice talking to you too, Steve Ray and Cy Keller. Yeah, I'm very nervous right now. Forgive me, but
good. Join the club.
Thanksgiving tomorrow. I'm going to have my relatives over, and so I have some relatives that are, as a matter of fact, it's my sister-in-law and her husband that are on fire Pentecostals that just converted maybe 2 years ago, and they're on a mission to convert everybody. And tomorrow, I know they're going to want to do a prayer before we eat Thanksgiving, and of course, this being my house, I want to do a prayer, and plus I want to put a point across that the household is Catholic, and you know, there's no conversions here.
Yep.
And obviously he's been trying to talk to all other family members, and what they tell me that, you know, he hasn't talked to me because he knows where I stand or the family stands there at my house. But yep. I needed some tips on how I could do this prayer, or what I could say in my prayer that day. So that's basically
my question. Well, okay, let me give you an idea. I never like to use prayers as preaching platforms. So make it a genuine prayer. I don't know the relationship you have with them, if you are able to talk or discuss with them, but it might be a good idea to intercept any nastiness ahead of time and say, look, we're glad we're coming to my house, but I want you to remember that this is a Catholic family. And if you're going to come and have dinner with me, I expect you to respect that. If you want to talk about your newfound religion, we'll do that some other time. But this isn't the time for that. This is a time for Thanksgiving. We're all Christians. We all love God. We all accept Jesus Christ as our Savior, and on this day, we're going to keep a happy, calm, and be a family. If you want to do evangelism, we'll do that at another time. And I think I might just, I would not hesitate to do that, to intercept that ahead of time, because if they think they can come in, and I've had this happen and I've heard stories of it, they think they can come in and they can just take over your family and take over your meal and take over the prayers, and that is, not only is that rude, but it shouldn't be accepted. This is your home. If they want to have it at their house, then they can do what they want. But I think that I would just say that this is a home. I'm the one who's praying here. I'm the head of this house. And even you read your Bible, it says that the man is the head of the house, and this is my home, and I'm the head of the house, and I'll be doing the prayers tonight over dinner, and I will expect you guys to be polite and to respect me and my family and all this gathering. Any arguments or any proselytizing or attempting to preach should be done at another time. In fact, maybe next Tuesday we could set up a meeting in the home here where we could do that. But I think because it's your home, you have every authority and every right to do that.
Julio, how do you feel about that?
I was actually thinking of the head of the household. Being me, the head of the household, that was one of the things that was in my mind. So yeah, I appreciate that. And now I have that thought reinforced in my head.
Okay, and Julio, what they have done, if they become Pentecostals, they're gone Bible only. They want to do everything from the Bible. I would even have that verse printed out, write it out, saying that a man is the head of his home, and so on, say, this is my home, and I know that you are a respecter of the Bible. You love the Bible as much as I do, and I would like it if you would read this verse and practice it today.
Okay. Yeah, I'm totally with that, and I feel more confident then. Because I was kind of concerned that it was going to turn into something not ugly per se, but, you know, just uneasiness.
Yeah.
Yep, don't hesitate. I wouldn't hesitate to say, I'm sorry, I don't mean to interrupt here, but I'm going to interrupt. This is inappropriate for what we're here for today on Thanksgiving, to be thankful to God for our family and our health and everything. That's what we're here for. So any of this kind of discussion you're trying to start is inappropriate, and I'd appreciate it if you'd respect the family and not do this.
Right.
It's your house.
Yeah, Julio, I think you should have a lot of confidence, too, because you said you were nervous at the beginning of this call, and you nailed it. So I think you're going to be fine.
You're going to do good, and may God bless you, Julio. And I love your determination. Nobody's going to convert this family. I like it. You said that. You found the truth. You know the truth. And you stand strong, because I'll tell you, many times these Pentecostals and others go and they find bad experiences, and only 10 years later they come back to the Catholic Church. So you just keep praying for them, and you be the head of the house tomorrow.
God bless you, Julio, and a very happy Thanksgiving to you and your family. Thanks for your call. Our topic this hour, dealing with family and friends for the holidays, especially when religious controversies come up, whether it's from the point of view of the atheist family member who maybe wants to be a little bit dismissive of your religious faith, or maybe a lot dismissive, or the family member who as in Julio's case, has converted to Pentecostal faith and maybe wants to make some digs at the Catholic faith. And how do we deal with those things? Well, rule number one from Steve Ray was, don't argue. You can have conversations, but it's not going to help anything. Thanksgiving Day is sucked up into an argument. Love them more than ever was rule number two. Before we go to a break, rule number three is pray and make sacrifices. Steve, say something about that.
Well, too often we have, as Christians, we have a cliche, oh, I'll pray for that. And I'd love to know statistics of how many times we really do. I think that prayer and make sacrifices. We had somebody in our family who left the faith and said they weren't going to be Catholic anymore. And a bunch of family members started actually praying every day, and every Friday they would fast for this other person. And when the person finally came back to the faith, about 3 years later, they said, well, I know what you guys are doing. You had a plot against me. You were praying and you were making sacrifices, and God heard you, and I'm glad he did. But this is what I mean, is to really take that seriously. In other words, tell God, okay, I am going to make a prayer here. I'm going to pray for this person every day, and I'm going to put this on my wall. I started praying for this on this date, and over in this column is the day that you answer it. You said, if I knock, you'll open. If I ask, you'll give me. If I pray, you'll respond to my prayer. So here's the date I'm starting. I'm going to check it off every single day. I'm going to pray for this. I'm going to drive you crazy, God, until you answer my prayer. And then over here, I'll put the date that you answered my prayer for this person. So I think we really need prayer and make sacrifices and make it a real effort and keep with it and stick with it.
Do not argue. Love them more than ever. Pray and make sacrifices. Rule number four is study the Catholic faith. That one seems pretty self-evident. Before we go to the break, anything you want to say about that one?
Yeah, just imagine that you have been praying for this person. You've been working on this for 20 years, your family member. We'll get to it when we come back.
Nicely done, Steve Ray. I asked you a question right as the music was about to play, but
no problem.
Nick insists on picking up his guitar and playing this tune so we can go out. We'll be right back with more Steve Ray on Catholic Answers Live as we discuss how to deal with non-Catholic family and friends in a fully Catholic and charitable way at the holidays. We'll be back with more of that right after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Catholic Answers Live.
Father Wade Menezes talks about the National Catholic Register.
As the National Catholic Register celebrates its 90th anniversary, I think that says a lot about the publication. It presents the teachings of the Church, unabashedly so, and also guides its readers to be even more solidly Catholic themselves.
For a 6-issue free trial of the National Catholic Register, go to ncregister.com and click on the 6 free issue banner, or call 800-421-3230 for your 6 free issues.
Just like the saints of the Counter-Reformation, our own souls are in constant need of reform, of reconversion to God and His will for us. We struggle with sin. We become distracted in prayer. We find it hard to be loving and easy to be selfish. In Reform Yourself, Sean McAfee shows you how these magnificent saints can be guides to your own personal transformation. We all need to reform our souls. Let the saints who reformed the Church show you how. Order your copy of Reform Yourself today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Did the Catholic Church add books to the Bible, or did Protestants remove 7 books from the Old Testament? In Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger, author Gary Machuda takes you on a fact-filled tour through the history of the Bible, revealing the whole story behind the lost books of the Protestant Old Testament. With the latest information, discourse on crucial issues, and a topical index, Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger is a book that belongs in the library of every serious student of Scripture. Order your copy of Why Catholic Bibles Are Bigger today by calling 1-888-291-8000, visiting the shop at Catholic.com, or asking for it at a good Catholic bookstore near you.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Got to remind you that beginning yesterday, I believe, the shop at shop.catholic.com has a 20 buy one, get one free specials. That means, like, if you buy one of Tim's books, Behold Your Mother, you get another one free. Trent Horn's Why We're Catholic, you get another one free. The Protestant Revolution, the brand new DVD that you're just going to love, buy one, get one free. So if you're doing your Christmas shopping and you want to send some of those out to folks, or if you want one for yourself and one for a gift, now is the perfect time. Buy one, get one free. That whole deal lasts just through Sunday midnight. So
can I jump in there, Spy?
Yes, sir.
What I like about you guys and your shop and the online store is that when you buy something from Catholic Answers, you don't have to worry about the integrity of the book and the quality of it. Everything you guys have, I look through your catalogs many times. You make wonderful and careful selections so that when people buy something, you've got the best on every topic that there is. And also for the topic that we're discussing today about dealing with non-Catholic family and friends, there's probably of all the things, there's not something better to do than to get them a good book, a good book or a good audio talk or a movie, because when they can read it on their own, listen to it on their own, they don't have to be combative. They can just listen in their own time. So I would encourage, and I didn't get asked to do this, I'm just doing this on my own, but I think that this is a great opportunity for people to buy things from Catholic online there and use them to give to family and friends, especially if you want to have an influence.
Nicely done, Steve. I know we didn't ask you to do that, but we'll send you a check anyways for that.
Well, send me a good book.
Yeah, that's right. We got plenty of them. And another thing I got to say two more things, though. Okay, so it's the buy one, get one free thing is on. Also, flat rate $5 shipping for everything. And until the end of the year, everything is 20% off at shop.com. CatholicBibleCatholic.com. And if you need a higher authority than me to send you there, Steve Ray himself said it. It's a great place to do your...
And my books are there, too, and my DVDs are being sold there, too. So
right. And those DVDs, boy, we get comments from people about, wow, that really, a whole new way of looking at the world, and especially the world of the Bible for very many people with the DVDs. We'll just go back to calls.
We're talking about homework, doing homework.
Oh, that's right, Steve.
Remember?
Okay. So we
and
went to, I didn't give you very much time to the rule number four of the six rules, which now actually are seven rules for dealing with non-Catholic family and friends, was study the Catholic faith. You wanted to say more about that, Steve.
Right. I just think, imagine that you've worked 20 years with somebody and they come and they finally decide to say, well, why do you believe in the real presence of Christ in the Eucharist? And you go, I don't know. How embarrassing, how unfortunate. In other words, let's get to learn our faith, get to know the faith. Get books on your online store there, because Tim's new book on Mary is excellent. You have other great books on the Eucharist and so on. If we start to learn our faith, then we feel much more confident also when somebody comes and asks us questions. We feel the confidence that we can share with them. It's never a bad idea. It's never wrong to say, I don't know, but that's a good idea. Let me get back with you next week on that. I've done that many times. That's a great question. I really don't know how to answer that right now, but I'll get back with you next week. So do your homework, learn the faith, and don't be embarrassed to say, I don't know, I'll get back with you later.
Amen to that. 888-318-7884 is our number here, 888-31-TRUTH. If you'd like to talk with Steve about some of the rules for dealing with non-Catholic family and friends, especially those who might challenge your faith in one way or another during the holidays, we'd love to take that call, 888-318-7884. We go now to Anonymous in the Bronx, New York, listening on EWTN. Anonymous, you are on with Steve Ray. Your question, please.
Hey, gentlemen. How you doing tonight?
Good, thank you.
Thanks for taking my call. So basically, every holiday I was brought up in a very strict, Catholic family, and my father recently passed away a little over a year ago. And every time I get together, it's always a conversation about Catholicism, which is good. I love it. And I try to impart my knowledge onto the people, that are there that are really not knowledgeable and things like that. And it always comes into an argument. So, for instance, like, who's not going to Mass, who's not, partaking in the sacraments, and then things get heated up, the gentleman that's on the call right now, I forgot his name, but when you alluded to the fact that, don't let it get to the argument level, that's fine, and that's great advice, okay, but a lot of things have happened, which I really can't get into much detail with my family, is all messed up anyway, but like tomorrow, for instance, okay, like my brother has been in and out of drug programs for quite a long time now, and we try to get him back into a program back in the summertime, and then things were going good, things of course got heated up along the way, but it turns out he left the program again, and so sort of the family split up now. One side of the family is saying, I'm going to make a stance and not go to my mom's house tomorrow, and the other side are saying, well, I'm going to be there and I'm going to tolerate him anyway. Okay, so we finally made a stance. So now,
I'm just saying that's very, I understand your pain on that, and especially because your mother is now a widow, and she tries to gain her support and love from the family, and all of a sudden the family's now bickering, and she's in the middle of it. And I understand that, because my mom is also the same. She's 96 years old. My dad died 4 or 5 years ago, and she does not like it when the brothers and sisters are fighting or disagreeing. And so I'm just relating. I understand your situation perfectly.
So I'll just continue to say again, without going into more detail on it, my mother, became the enabler to my oldest brother. Okay, there's five sons. Okay, I'm the second one. So it's sort of like, she's like, allowing the choices, not helping the matter. And it just goes into a long story. So anyway, but the fact of the matter is, now we're not going to Thanksgiving tomorrow. And then all of a sudden I think about one of the commandments, honor thy mother and father. okay?
Yeah.
Now, am I doing her a dishonor? Am I going against the commandments by saying, you know, I'm sorry, we're not comfortable being there with my brother, okay? It's a very sad situation. I'm sorry about it, but we can't be under the same. We've done it for years. Believe me, I've prayed over this constantly, and I say to myself, I'm going to do it this year. Okay, he stays in one room, and I stay in the other side of the room. And I just want to say something so bad, but I pray real hard not to, and 9 times out of 10 it works. But I feel that tomorrow I'm not going to be able to be so calm, and I'm going to confront the issues right away, and it's going to be a mess.
All right, Steve, so what do you say about that, honor your father and mother in this situation?
Well, you know, there's messy situations, and it doesn't, by honoring your father and mother doesn't mean that you accept things that they do wrong and this. It's a matter of love and honor, but if they're doing things that are bad for the family, for example, if the father's an alcoholic or something, you can honor him, but without enabling and encouraging him what he's doing. My first thought is this, is that dealing with a brother like that, anytime you get into a discussion or something with him, it should be not in the family context with mom there and everybody else, because that makes for a big mess. I don't know. I'm sure that you've talked to him offline, so to speak, when it's not in a big family gathering. And I don't know what I would do, and I don't know your dynamics. I know probably in my situation, I would just go and try to love them all. And they all know already where you stand. They already know your position on matters. And as I said, you don't always need to kind of re-bring it up again and again and again. It's like, I already know you're wrong. And I've told you you're wrong. Sometimes it's good to just go love them and to try to meet them where they are. And Jesus said, forgive 70 times 7. You know, when we fall down, you get back up again. I don't know your brother, though. I don't know how bad the situation is. I don't know what you've done with him in the past. So I'm not in any position to advise you, other than I think it's a good idea not to get into an argument there tomorrow with everybody.
Yeah,
and if you think you can't do that, then maybe you'd be wise to just say, you know, Mom, I'm going to come over and visit you Friday or Saturday. But I don't want to come there tomorrow because I know it's going to be get to be a brawl. And so what I'm going to do, Mom, I'm going to come visit you on Friday. Something like that, maybe.
Will that work for you, Anonymous?
Yeah, that's great advice, and I appreciate that. And another thing, too, that you brought up, which is a great point, too, the forgiveness part of it. And, you know, I struggled with that a few years ago, but I've learned to, you know, get close to God and Jesus and everything like that. And in order for me to do that, I have to forgive him in my heart, which I did,
yeah.
And I continue to do. And I continue to love him as well.
Yeah.
But the fact of the matter is that I don't condone his behavior. I don't, you know, I don't condone what he's doing to the family and my mother and all these things, you know. And you feel like if you go there...
There's always a sense that if I go there tomorrow and I just smile and I look like I'm accepting and condoning and approving of him and what he's doing and how Mom's handling it. So I understand that as well, because if you just go there and smile and hug everybody, it's, oh, all of a sudden you're now accepting what he's doing and you don't want to. So it's a very touchy situation. Families are messy things.
Anonymous, we have to go to a break. I'm very grateful for the call. I'm sure that that's something that's shared in many, many families. It's not just a religious, intellectual disagreement, but that there are ways of life that put people at odds with one another. And I do appreciate that you gave us the opportunity to address that, Anonymous. We'll take a quick break. We'll be back with more. Steve Ray, we're discussing how to deal with non-Catholic family, friends, relatives in a charitable way during the holidays, especially when one finds oneself confronted. We'll be right back with more of that after this on Catholic Answers Live.
Your questions, Catholic Answers Live.
You've heard that St. Paul Street Evangelization supports hundreds of teams of evangelists sharing the good news. But did you know that some of these teams are public prayer stations? Set up a sign on the sidewalk and offer prayer and encouragement to those you encounter. Everyone needs prayer. Try this new method of witnessing to Jesus. Contact St. Paul Street Evangelization to get started at streetevangelization.com. That's streetevangelization.com.
I fell away from the practice of my Catholic faith in my college years. But after I got married and we were expecting our first child, I had an enormous tug to come back to my roots. I went to an incredible Catholic store in my town and was blown away by the kindness and knowledge of the staff. They not only recommended books for me and my bride, but they promised me prayer support for my journey back to the faith. Wow, what an incredible Catholic store. I have to credit them for helping me on my journey home to the Catholic Church. Now they consider me part of their family, and I have shared with them my oldest son's desire to become a Catholic priest someday. An incredible Catholic store in your area can be found at incrediblecatholicstore.com. That's incrediblecatholicstore.com. The Incredible Catholic Store, transforming the world one soul at a time.
Christmas is coming, and with Advent just around the bend, we want to make sure you know about our annual Christmas sale with hundreds of great faith-building resources all on sale at 20% off when you enter promo code WINTER at the checkout. With great new resources on Scripture, church history, the saints, Bible prophecy, and so much more, there's simply no better time to stock up on resources to build up your faith and the faith of those around you. Phone 888-291-8000 or go to the shop at Catholic.com right now to take advantage of what is truly the best Catholic sale on the internet, going on now through the end of the year. And remember, enter promo code WINTER at the checkout to save 20% on hundreds of great resources throughout the store.
Call now with your question, 888-318-7884. This is Catholic Answers Live.
Welcome back to Catholic Answers Live. Steve Ray is our guest this hour. Next hour, it will be Father Hugh Barber, our chaplain, for a 1 hour of The Chaplain Is In. So if you have pastoral-type questions, and it may well be that, I mean, many of these questions are pastoral-type questions, that this sparks something in you. You'd like to talk about an issue having to do with family, having to do with your prayer life, having to do with, as Anonymous was talking about, the very difficult but essential task of the Christian life, forgiving others. A perfect time to call next hour when Father Hugh Barber is here. Our number here is 888-318-7884. We're talking this hour with Steve Ray about how to deal with those often uncomfortable situations where family and friends do not share your religious faith or beliefs. And in one way or another, that may turn into an argument or a confrontation. And how do we deal with those? Let's go to Sherry in Denver, Colorado, listening on 1060 AM. Sherry, your question for Steve Ray.
Hi, how are you?
Very well, thank you.
Hi, Sherry. Hi. My family has alcoholism in their, in our history, and they have pretty much they've fallen away from the church. I still go to Catholic church. I love my Lord and I like the church, but I'm not allowed to go to any type of Thanksgiving or Christmas or anything. And I just want to know how to cope with this.
You mean for tomorrow, you're not allowed to go to their house for Thanksgiving?
No, I'm shunned.
Because you remained Catholic?
Yes.
Well, then I think that's just there's a suffering that you're going to have to bear, and I would just give that to the Lord. And I'm going to jump to one of my other rules here, sorry, that we haven't talked about yet,
okay.
The seventh one, and that is ask God to bring somebody else into their life to reach out to them because they're not going to listen to you. I have in my own family, there were people that didn't want anything to do with me after I became Catholic, and they wouldn't talk to us or anything. And I prayed every single day, and I asked God specifically, they're never going to listen to me, God. So I'm going to pray every single day and ask you to bring somebody else into their life. Bring somebody else that they have respect for, somebody they like, a neighbor, somebody they work with, and bring that person in and have that person affect my family, have an impact on them. You know, we always think it's our job to get the family straight or to get that person saved or to get that person back to Mass. And maybe it's not our job. Maybe we're just to pray and to love them and ask God to bring somebody else into their life to do it. And I think that might be a good solution. And in the meantime, I wouldn't do anything that would further alienate you from them. I would show every opportunity you have to show love and acceptance of them, to show patience and forgiveness and love and any way that you can, and pray that God will work in their lives. And I commend you for staying Catholic and staying in the church, even though your family has abandoned you over that. You're not the first person that has been abandoned because you love Jesus.
But that is the hard part of our faith, isn't it? Take up your cross each day and follow.
Yep.
Sometimes we would like it to be a faith without crosses. But that's it sounds, Sherry, like that's what you have to bear, is a cross of rejection from your family.
A Bible verse that I can read?
If you send me an email, I'll put together a couple of them and a few encouragements for you, if you send me an email.
And your email address, Steve?
I don't mind putting it out. I can't answer everybody if 100 people write me, but I will remember Sherry's. That's S as in Steve, S-R-A-Y, at me.com, M-E.com.
S-T-R?
S-R. S-R-A-Y.
Steve's last name is Ray, so it's S-Ray, S-R-A-Y,
at me.com. Yep.
Sherry, thanks very much. We do appreciate that. Wish you the very best, and Steve, you said earlier that we don't always pray for the people we say we'll pray for, but we try our very best here at Catholic Answers.
We do,
and so Sherry, we will do our very best to keep you in our prayers. But Steve, you sound like you want to say something.
Well, I just say the calls that we're getting just shows how important this topic is, because there's a lot of people hurting out there right now. They're hurting because of divisions in their family, disagreements and misunderstandings, sin, alcoholism, and it's a difficult thing, because you can pretty much not have to deal with it all year, but all of a sudden Thanksgiving and Christmas come, and everybody expects you to come and sit around the Christmas tree and have turkey, and
right.
But these problems cause huge divisions in families, and a lot of people are hurting.
Let's go now to Dorothy in Columbus, Nebraska, listening on 99.3 FM. Dorothy, you are on with Steve Ray. Your question, please. Hi, Dorothy.
Good evening. Thank you. Good evening. I'm here.
Do you have a question for Steve?
Yes. My son, went off to Baptist type of denominational church, and he doesn't stay with the same one all the time, but he's when he gets really strong in one, he usually brings it back to the family, and last Christmas was one of those times, and it just about floored me, because he hadn't said anything like that for a while, and he said to me, Mom, I don't think you and my sister are very good Christians.
Wow.
Yep.
Steve, yeah.
You know, I can understand, because when we were evangelical Protestants, I was raised in a Baptist family, very anti-Catholic. We were convinced that Catholics were not Christians, and Catholics are going to hell. This is what our family, our tradition believes. So when he comes, if you can understand him from that perspective, that in some ways you could view him as loving you enough to tell you what he really thinks, although he's wrong, but realize maybe he's doing it for, in his own twisted way, as a good thing he's thinking this way. I mean, it just might help you to understand his mentality and why he would say something like that, so it doesn't hurt you as much when he says it. But at that point, I would also just love him. You know, just, you're his mom, I'd give him a hug and say, you know, I understand you're not, you and I have a difference on this matter, but I want you to know I always love you. And no matter what, where we're different on religion and these topics, the most important thing to me, son, is that I always love you, and you will always have a special place in my heart. And that makes it very difficult for a boy then to argue back. I think that was the one we talked about, loving and making that a very visible and love. Instead of being hurt and withdrawing, reach out and give him a hug and say, I love you, and I know that you're thinking, you're saying that what's best for me, and I understand that, and I love you very much. And that hopefully that will kind of smooth it over a little bit until he comes to a realization that what he's doing is wrong.
Dorothy, I'm going to say thanks very much for that call, because we're going to try to get as many as we can in before the top of the hour. That's a tough thing for a mom to hear from a son. But I think that that's great. I mean, what can you do? But I love you, and I know you're trying to be loving to me. But
And to try and understand his perspective, if you want to get inside of his head, why he's saying that, most of the time it's because he really cares, and he's trying to get you to accept his point of view. But it's I can understand where he's coming from, but it's unfortunate.
Let's go to Jerry in Peoria, Illinois, listening on 94.3 FM. Jerry, thanks for your call. You are on with Steve Ray. Your question, please.
Well, thanks for taking my call. I come from a large Catholic family, and I'm trying to make this short. My sister's son became gay, and now he's got a gay partner. And the part of the family, particularly that lives in this area, are very traditional, and she is a very good Catholic and is an active in Crusoe. She's a director, but since her son became gay, she has just swallowed that whole line, you know, and she has really changed. And she, my other brother said he talked to her, and she quotes Pope Francis and some of the stuff that he said, and she wants us to invite this young man to all of our family get-togethers, but we don't want our grandchildren or children exposed to this, and we haven't invited him, and we normally don't invite girlfriends and boyfriends of people, by the way, but she, now we have a shower coming up, and he's been invited, and we're all, my immediate family here are very uncomfortable with this, and I'm wanting to call her and talk to her about it and just tell her I'm really against it. I love her, but I'm really against this lifestyle, and I'm going to be very uncomfortable. I don't know if you have some scriptures. I don't know if specific scriptures lines or what I can say.
Well, let me just say that the whole homosexual issue has really become a difficult one for families, because television and movies and everything always have sympathetic gay characters, and it makes you feel like you're terrible if you oppose them, because they're such nice people, and the culture is accepting it. The Supreme Court says that it's a man and a man can get married, and it's the same thing as a man and a woman. So we're really fighting an uphill battle in this thing. It's really, we are losing this battle in many ways. We're winning the abortion battle now, but this one we still have a lot to learn. Whoever's the head of the house, whoever's the one kind of in charge, would need to take a stand. I agree with you. If it was my family, I would not expose the grandchildren to this. And if it did come, I would sit down and explain to the grandchildren what sin is, and that homosexuality, practiced homosexuality, is a sin. Same-sex attraction is not a sin, but when you live it out in a homosexual lifestyle, it is a sin, and it's wrong. Grandkids are going to get exposed to it. If this is happening in the family, everybody's going to eventually know, and even if it's not at this next meeting, it's going to show up. The kids need to know and understand it, and I think that they need to be presented with the truth of it before they get the sympathetic view of it. They need to know what it really is. But I agree with you. If it was my house, I also wouldn't let it happen. Now, family is different. See, that's family. Now, one of our neighbors, these two guys, they're married, and they say they're married. And my wife and I have taken a long-term approach to them. They're made in the image of God. We don't accept their lifestyle, but we have befriended these guys, and over a matter of 10 years, they're opening up to us now, and we're even able to share with them some things, and it's beginning better discussion. But that's not family. Family is much different. I would not, in my home, allow gay partners to come into my home with my grandchildren. I'm sorry, I just couldn't do it. I agree with you on that.
Jerry, thanks very much for the call. You can hear the music, so we have to move on. But I would like to suggest a book, Why I Don't Call Myself Gay, by Daniel Mattson from Ignatius Press. It's a beautiful, loving, charitable book about a man who has dealt with this and is living fully as a Catholic. Look for Why I Don't Call Myself Gay at Ignatius Press. Next up, Father Hugh Barber here. The chaplain is in. Steve Ray, thanks so much for being with us.
You're welcome. I enjoyed it very much. You do a great job, Si. We'll look forward to the next show.
Thanks, Steve. 6 Rules for Dealing with Non-Catholic Family and Friends is up at Catholic.com. Just search for it there. We'll be right back with Father Hugh Barber after this on Catholic Answers Live.